Real talk, guys. Have you ever seen a ghost or a UFO? Did you ever sense something bad is about to happen, or maybe something good? And what you imagined in that moment really happened? Do you believe in Bigfoot or Nessie, the monster of Loch Ness? Do you truly believe there is more in this world than what you can touch with your hands or see with your own eyes? Then this little podcast might be the right one for you. I'm no scientist, nor a doctor. No. I'm just curious. Hi, I'm Daniel. Welcome to my little podcast. Guys, do you remember the times when you were 15 or 16 years old? When I was that age, it was 1959, 1969, and I had the time of my life. Now I'm 40 years old, and life got a little bit more serious. I have to go to work and earn some money to pay the bills, and we all have our little problems that we carry around with us. That's the way it goes when you're grown up. But now and then I'd like to think about the good old days when I was 16, where my biggest problem was, on Fridays after school, to find a ride that carries me from my home to the next village, where my buddies were already waiting for me with a six-pack of beer. Yes, back then it was completely fine to have a beer when you were only 16. Now it's 18. And that's better. Man, so much good memories. Although, I think I'd lost some memories. Probably because of the beer. But hey, I was young and wild and free, so now I'm older and I don't drink any alcohol anymore. I think I've learned my lesson. But let me get to my story now. Because I was a sharp-dressed, fine-looking young man back then, of course, I had a sweet girlfriend. I don't want to mention her name in here, because I don't know if she would approve it, so let's call her Bay. One Friday after school, Bay came up with an idea, and so she asked me if I wanted to camp with her in a tent in her backyard. And when I heard that, immediately my giggity-giggity senses kicked in. Only me and Bay, in a small-ass tent, at night, in the backyard, and the parents are in the house. Come on, guys. And of course I said, all right, Bay, I'm in. And she said, awesome, you know who's coming too? David. Yeah, needless to say that I was kinda disappointed. You know, because all of that giggity giggity stuff. Yeah. So I said, great. Is he bringing his own tent or all three of us sleeping in the same little tent? He said, oh, you're so sweet. Are you jealous? Of course the three of us sleep in the same tent. Stupid boy. Jealous? Me? Come on, girl. This guy was no match for me, guys. David was a good friend of us, and of course I wasn't jealous. I was just a little bit disappointed because of all that giggity stuff. But I said okay, and so we met in the evening in her backyard, and we pinched our tents. It was already getting dark when we finished, so we sat on the lawn and started a little campfire. We talked and talked for hours. We talked about school, we talked about the latest gossip, and we talked about all that stuff that kids our age talked about. We talked until the fire went out. It was a clear night with no clouds. And we were already a little bit tired, so we laid on our backs and watched the sky. We discussed how cool the night sky was looking, with the moon and all the countless stars. We even saw some shooting stars and made our wishes, of course. My wish was, the next time we go camping, David would stay at home. All that looking and wishing made me really tired. And I almost couldn't keep my eyes open. And just before I fell asleep, I heard David say, what the hell is that? I opened my eyes and stood up and I said, what's going on? David pointed at the sky and said, don't you see this? There's a friggin' triangle in the sky. It took me a few seconds to understand and locate the thing in the night sky. And then I saw it. It was really a triangle-shaped flying object. And in the middle of that object, there was a light, which was white, and not blinking, if I remember right. The color of that object appeared to be black. Back then, I had nothing to do with UFOs and all that stuff. We didn't even have internet where you could read about that kind of things. The only time we got to see a UFO was in the movies. But there it was, right in front of my eyes, standing in the sky, not moving an inch. I was thinking to myself, if that's a plane, then it's the strangest plane I've ever seen, because planes tend to move. But this strange triangle didn't, at least at first. It wasn't even hovering up and down while it was standing there, no. It wasn't moving at all. I forgot to mention one thing. It was triangle shaped, but the edges were rounded. And although this thing was way up in the sky, it wasn't too far away, so we could have a good look at it. I tried to find windows or something on the thing like planes have, but I couldn't see none. And suddenly, this thing started moving. And it started moving super fast. It moved so fast that it almost appeared to me more like a beam rather than a move. Also, I couldn't spot any drive or nozzles on that thing. The first move the triangle made was a straight one, like from A to B. If I had to guess how far, I would say like 300 or 500 yards. It started, and in the blink of a second, it appeared at another spot. And as if that wasn't impressive enough, it started to move in a Z shape, like lightning fast. It was almost as if they spotted us and tried to show off some flying skills. But all that moving in a Z shape was too much for us to take. You know, what you don't know scares you. And so we ran inside the house. We closed the door and went to Bay's room. We sat down and talked for a while about what we just saw, but we just couldn't understand. And from that day on, I haven't talked to no one about what has happened that night for many years. Well, guys, that was the story about my first UFO encounter I had, and the only one I ever had. And even though I haven't talked to someone about it for many years, I started to observe the sky from that day on a regular basis. And I started to dive deeper and deeper into all that stuff. And it was really interesting. Since then, I read a lot of books and talked to a lot of people. And all the stories that people told me about what they experienced and saw simply blew my mind. But what about you guys? Have you ever seen a UFO or something like that? Something that you couldn't understand? If so, please let me know. Write a message to my Instagram. Just look for Observe the World on Instagram. I put a link in the description. And with that said, I'm gonna end this podcast now. I hope you liked my story and I entertained you for a few minutes to keep your mind off of all that corona news out there. I hope all of you stay safe. Thank you for listening. Take care. Hear you next time. Stay curious.